Well, for me, it's been normal the whole time. You know, I've had my mind on, you know, the task at hand, which is the team that we're playing. So this week is no different than last week for me. It's just about going out here and getting ready for the next team and just, you know, putting forth the effort that I have to do throughout the week to be successful on Sunday.
Sim was telling us on Monday, I think he was asked about the state of the defense, and I think he said, you know, average or so, I'm paraphrasing, but I assume he's pointing to maybe the third down success of New Orleans in particular.
I don't think it's so much the third downs. I think really for us, it's about making mistakes. You know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And I think when you look at it, we've had periods over the last three games where we have played very well for stretches and then we've played very bad. And a lot of the times what the reoccurring thing is when you look at the tape, we have a lot of mistakes during those times that we play bad. If we don't play, you know, we play mistake-free ball and we play crisp, clean defense and everybody's on their assignments, we play pretty dang good. So that's what we just have to do. We have to eliminate the mistakes and just go out there and play ball.
Mistakes are? Expound on that. What are you?
I mean, anything.
Technique?
Alignment, assignments, just, you know, just different things like that. I mean, you know, as far as, you know, everybody being where they need to be in the defense. You know, sometimes we got a guy out of a gap here and there. And I've said this before, when you have one guy out of a gap in a defense, it can break down the whole defense. So we just have to make sure that every single person is where they need to be. And if we do that, we've done pretty well.
In some ways, was that expected, though, with the new scheme? I mean, it was going to take a little bit of time.
You know, there's no excuses. We've had 3-4 months to work on this defense. So regardless of it being a new scheme, we had all of OTAs, we had all of training camp. And, you know, we showed during the preseason that we can do it. We showed the first game that we can do it. So now it's just a matter of being consistent and doing it play in and play out.
I mean, I suppose the flip side is you're seeing some elite offenses, and that doesn't stop with Atlanta being number one.
And that's very true. In the NFL, when you have elite offenses like that, you can't have those mistakes because they'll expose you. You have to go out every single play and do your assignment every single play, because if one guy's out of a gap, they're going to find that gap. That's why they're an elite offense.
Matt Ryan, why is he playing so well?
Well, I think he's playing well because they've got a good running game. Steven Jackson's doing very good for him this year. It almost seems like he's a rejuvenated type of guy. And obviously, he's a big back, so he's powerful. He's able to bounce outside because he's got the speed, which set up a lot of their play action, which gives Matt Ryan a lot of time. And you know, not only that, Matt Ryan's making a lot of great reads down the field. And you know, when they have the weapons on the outside like Julio Jones and Roddy White and those guys out there, you gotta bring your A game. And you know, we're seeing that this year is that teams are playing them, but they're having a lot of success because of the things they're being able to do on the offensive side of the ball.
Pretty crazy on the offensive side, just all the injuries. I mean, heck, there were a lot of injuries last year. You've seen enough over your years here, but to lose three guys of that significance with Castle, Fusco, and Randall, and Rudolph, you know.
Yeah,
pretty
I mean,
crazy.
This week's going to be ultimate next man up. We, you know, we got to have the next man step up and go out there and just take care of business as usual. You know, we can't sit here and dwell over, you know, the things that have happened to us over the last couple of weeks. We got to move forward. We got to get ready for Atlanta. And by that, I mean, the next guy steps up, we got to support him, get him ready for the game, and you know, just try to be as successful as we can on Sunday.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Can you talk about